exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
Four criminal cases against former President Trump. Meanwhile, U.S. Supreme Court today will take up a challenge from Grants Pass, Oregon, that wants to ban homeless people from sleeping outdoors. The head of Israel's military intelligence directorate resigned over the October 7th attack by Hamas, becoming the first senior Israeli figure to step down over the failures surrounding the tragedy. North Korea test-fired suspected short-range ballistic missiles into the sea Monday. A speculation swirled it could soon launch a banned satellite into orbit. The weapons launched from the North's capital region flew about 185 miles before crashing in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. And President Biden ventures out of the White House to Triangle, Virginia to deliver remarks commemorating Earth Day. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Today is Earth Day! Pretend that you care, yeah! We'll throw in a plastic! And fill in up your gas tank! And fly in airplanes! While you cause pollution! Everything you buy is future garbage! Everything you have is future garbage! Everybody's making future garbage. Use a styrofoam cup.
Earth Day.
Try the gigantic truck.
Earth Day.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Earth Day.
Today is Earth Day. So try to recycle. And maybe stop breathing. Carbon dioxide! You're warming the planet! With everything you do!
And good morning, welcome. It is not my first Earth Day roundup, rodeo, whatever you call it.
54 years now.
Yeah, I remember the first one. And at that time, it was a good idea because we were dumping pollution directly into our rivers and lakes. Mm-hmm. And now they've turned it into an insane asylum.
Well, you and I have talked about, though, how, gosh,
debris, litter, McDonald's bags.
That's making a comeback, by the way. The dumping of bags on the highway, becoming big here again in Montgomery.
Boy, that used to be such a problem.
Oh, well, yeah, it was. People would drive a little bit out of the city and just... You'd see it all the time. They'd throw the bag out the window.
The whole bag out.
Into the ditch like that was some kind of a cleanup. So, yeah, a lot of that stuff needed to stop. But we're supposed to give up gas stoves now because we're disturbing. The climate's going to collapse. That's it. It's become an act of insanity. And now it's become kind of a parody of itself, too. It is 6:11, roughly... Oh, I don't know how many degrees. Cool. Well, let's find out, because you're in for a very bracing greeting this morning outside.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I am tweeting as we speak. I'm multitasking. It's quite a chilly morning for this late in the season. This morning at 6 at MGM, it's 41 degrees. That's late in the ballgame for that. Normal low is 54. Of course, we're nowhere near the record. But, So what a change of climate over the weekend. I mean, we got so used to the 80s for a few days. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature up to about 70. Clear, cold tonight. Jacket weather. Overnight low temperature, I've got us at 42. But, gosh, we snuck a little lower this morning than I thought. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Sunshine, high 77. We'll be near 80 on Wednesday, low 80s on Thursday, more sun. So the cool will not last long. It will retreat. Mostly sunny, mid-80s Friday and Saturday. Dry through the weekend. By the way, we are having a quiet month of April. We've had 7 tornadoes in the entire state, where the state of Ohio has had 40 so far. So usually the South is the hotbed in April, but not this year. That's fine with me. Right now, 41 degrees, 6:12.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Today is a great day.
Why? Why is that?
It is Earth Day.
I mean, I love the Earth.
Mother Earth has provided all this.
Earth Day?
Oh, much better than Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
What's happening?
Protect Mother Earth.
Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Earth Day has been around since 1970.
Best Earth Day ever.
Happy Earth Day, everyone. I'm Recyclops.
How about some Earth Day entertainment?
Showtime.
That's what we got here for you, Earth Day entertainment. Once again, we find ourselves, I played the Frampton song, because Frampton is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He's having a big day. It's his birthday.
Yeah,
74
today.
74? Yeah.
As a group, this year's group is not bad, although I question whether Mary J. Blige is a rock and roller Cher.
I have a problem with that.
Dave Matthews Band deserves, okay. Foreigner deserves.
Cool in the Gang.
How can they put Frampton in ahead of Styx? Styx is still not in. They're not even nominated every year. What
That's
the
true.
Fork do they have to do?
Now, Foreigner got in. That's okay with me.
No, Foreigner's fine.
Yeah.
Cool in the Gang is not a rock and roll band.
Nah.
So either change the name of the building or just call it the Top 40 Hall of Fame or something. And who is the Tribe Called Quest?
I don't know.
Why are they in?
I don't know.
If you and I don't know who they are.
Yeah, right.
Well, all the years we've been around playing.
We've just been in business in radio for 50 years, you know.
Ceremony will take place October 19th in Cleveland. Hey, there's a trip home for you.
Well, I am going late in July to Cleveland for my 50th class reunion. How could that be?
It's kind of a raw subject with the guys, I guess, but... I kind of feel like reaching out to JY or somebody, Tommy, Sean, get him on the air and ask him, why is it that you guys don't even get a whiff? They have multi-platinum selling albums. They meet every criterion that's required for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but Mary J. Blige is in and they're not.
You think you can make an interview with Tommy happen?
I've done it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tommy likes me. Because before he met Dennis or Jay Wire, the Panazzo brothers, the first guy he met that had any connection to the band was me. Picked him up at O'Hare Airport. He arrived on a flight from Huntsville, and I remember asking Dennis DeYoung, well, who am I looking for? We didn't have internet. He couldn't, text me a photo.
Yeah.
He says, well, he's got long blonde hair. But I didn't need that, too. I did. When this flight from Huntsville landed and the people started filing out, there was no question who Tommy Shaw was.
Yeah. I was on the air at WHHY, and I looked way down the windows. You know how radio stations, you can see in through this studio, windows. Well, walking in the front door is this guy in this trench coat with long blonde hair. And, of course, that was Tommy. Everybody's got a Tommy story here in Montgomery.
Look, I not only got my new iPhone, but I have it set up, and I did it all by myself.
How about that? Yeah. Did you?
What a difference.
Did you isolate that issue? Yeah.
With the driving? It doesn't seem to be working. Okay. But I could run out to the donut shop. And while I'm on the way, text me and I'll let you know if... I hate that thing. I just hate it.
It says, I am driving in my Rogue now.
Driving, can't text.
Can't text.
Crapola. We are at 6:17. A little bit later this hour, I have the timeline for the 22nd of April. There's other stuff besides Earth Day on there. Oh, and of course, we have to pay attention to the new Taylor Swift album.
She shocked everybody with a double album, 31 songs.
And 31?
That's all I'm hearing about, though.
Has she had that many visible relationships where she can do 31 songs?
It's when relationships go bad.
You'll get a preview of that coming up just ahead of the Cheap and Trashy, which is also, like everything else, later this hour. I am already ready for my first fresh of breath smoke this morning. We will have 1819 News in a moment, too. Brian Jomier in Prattville helps you celebrate occasions year-round by offering an incredible selection of great jewelry. They carry every major brand name. They can order it for you if you don't see it in their extensive and competitively priced selection. They can help arrange financing. They do layaway programs. They do wish lists on their website. And by the way, when you're on their website, brianjewelry.com, sign up for a membership, because the first item you buy worth $200 or more, they'll take $100 off right there at the register. That's a great deal. They can also create things from scratch. You don't have to hire graphic designers or anything. Just stop by with your idea, and Lynn and her team will work it out. It's just an amazing process to watch. Creativity. Great local business with 3 generations and 7 decades of service to the River region and the Preferred community in particular. They started out as a tiny little store inside one of their homes. When they first opened up there, it was an at-home business. Then they got their first shop. Then they became part of a strip mall. And now they've got their own beautiful freestanding building. 1778 East Main in Prattville. And again at brianjewelry.com. It is 6:19 with 1819 News.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Decatur police arrested several protesters in the downtown area this past weekend, including the widow of Steve Perkins. Perkins is a man who died from a police shooting that occurred last year. The protesters were in Decatur on Friday night as part of the third Friday events that are held in that city. The first arrest was made of Derek Taylor, after he was approached by police about wearing a mask to that protest, and then a heated discussion began. Katrella Perkins then asked police why arrests were being made of Taylor, and she was detained by police, but then later released. A third person was also taken into police custody. The Perkins family says this issue will be brought up at the next city council meeting. Police say they're reviewing the footage of the entire encounter. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A woman is facing charges from the Alabama Department of Corrections for seeking to smuggle in prison contraband. Chastity Cox is charged with trafficking meth as well as possession of marijuana. A canine unit first spotted Cox's vehicle around the Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore County. Officers then conducted a search of the vehicle, and Cox was taken to the Elmore County Jail after that.
You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
This morning, the Blind Boys of Alabama will be featured on the Today Show on NBC. The gospel music group from Talladega just wrapped up a tour to Australia and will be part of a PBS film that airs soon called A Symphony of Celebration. The Blind Boys of Alabama will also be performing in Birmingham this coming May 12th on Mother's Day. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
In April of 1970, Earth Day was born. Since then, millions of people have expressed their dismay over what's been happening to the environment. So this Earth Day, remember our natural resources. The federal government is cleaning the air, promoting land conservation, and improving water quality. Together, we can focus on achieving meaningful results like cleaner air.
News, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Jeff Bezos, and it appears I have a doppelganger. Literally. A German guy has quit his job as an electrician to become a full-time professional Jeff Bezos impersonator. The resemblance is uncanny. In fact, the only way to tell me and my twin brother from another mother apart is to look at our bank balances. But instead of suing him into oblivion, I plan to hire this handsome lookalike to appear in my stead for some of my more tedious obligations, like boring Amazon board meetings or writing massive alimony checks. But I must say, it's quite refreshing to have someone emulate me in every way, shape, and form whose name isn't Elon Musk.
Our group is now complete. Let's fill in the troika.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Well, hello.
Is this the first time in all the years we've worked together where I've had the coolest phone?
You know what?
Sure.
That can't be. That should be the truth.
Wait a second.
You got a 15?
What do you have?
15.
Okay.
But this, it's not even, look, it's just great. I didn't realize that the last phone I had was pre-COVID. It was over 5 years old.
Got a little peanut butter dribble on your new hoodie there.
Yeah.
No, I was looking at your cameras because I was like, wait a second, what is that? Because I've got the three. I got three of them here. You only have the two. And I was like, which one is the... What is that? Because I thought the three was just...
Let's see if yours is bigger. I think it is.
Well, I don't understand.
Is that... Is this bigger?
Yes.
Yeah, yours is definitely... Yours is bigger. Yours is bigger than mine, Rich. yours is bigger than all of ours.
It's thicker. Yeah. It's, this is the Pro Max 14.
See, I didn't get the Pro Max. I just wanted a new phone.
You got the 15... And, okay, this, I've got the 14 Pro, you've got the 14 Pro Max,
yeah,
and he's just got the 15. No Pro, no Max, just the 15.
So I'm still biggest?
Yes.
You know, here's what sucks. This cord no longer works on this model phone.
I hate that one.
Why did they do that?
Stupid Apple.
So we go out and buy more cords and cape. I just bought a new case for the old one. It doesn't fit this phone.
Why do they do that?
Why are traffic emails sent? I don't know.
There's a special one just for the iPad.
It's a USB-C, I would imagine.
I don't know.
It's USB-C. Yeah.
Nothing about birthing no babies.
Well, I mean, you know, it's.
So now I need to get more charging cords and all kinds of other crap.
Yes, you do.
For my free phone.
Yeah, and now you go into a hotel, and they keep creating these new ones, so they don't work in, you know what I'm talking about? When you go into a hotel and there's a charging
plug. I got this, Verizon is running commercials all the time. Come join us from your current carrier. We'll give you a new phone, an iPad, and an Apple Watch. So I called up and I said, I've been with you guys for a long time. What do you got for me?
Yeah. I'm not a new customer.
So they set this up as like a free phone?
Yeah.
Even though we had to pay some kind of a tax.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works out is they're going to charge me a monthly fee for this phone as a purchase, and then deduct it.
Oh.
It's some kind of bookkeeping sham.
That's crazy.
But I'll tell you what, it's just...
It's fun to have a new phone.
And the one thing, it's this one does, the other one did, and it just started recently. Somebody sends me a text. They get an auto reply that says, I'm driving and I can't text, and I hate it.
When we've been trying to turn that off,
we can't figure it out. We went through a YouTube video yesterday.
Yeah.
Trying to get that done. So we have Earth Day. We have some Earth Day facts. Things that have changed over the years. But the primary job, now they're regulating driveway puddles, and it's such bizarre schmears that I can't... I question the real motive is erosion of freedom.
Yeah.
And yet... We're going full circle, as we mentioned earlier. How many of you have seen a garbage bag on the side of the road that somebody just threw out the window of their car? We have some.
Yeah, usually fast
awful
food.
Little piggies driving around. I don't have, Dow futures are up robustly this morning, plus 200. They must be excited about something. Whatever is the cause of that excess moisture, we'll find out later today with Brant McDonald. In the meantime, plan your financial future. Ask questions. What is that?
Finish your thing.
I was going to...
What is that?
Make an appointment to see Brant McDonald at Invista Advisors by calling 387-0094. Ask questions. Find out what certain terms mean. How can they help you protect the money you work so hard to make and even grow it at the same time? Can be done. And it's a great team over there. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's not that kind of a visit that we're suggesting. And I think you really love the team that you'll meet over there because they're really good people.
That's not pig's feet, is it?
It's not.
That's 387-0094 for Invista Advisors, Brant McDonald and his team.
There you go.
We just had a jarring bologna.
Pickled rope bologna.
Pickled rope bologna.
Brought to us by Wiley Poundstone. I'd never heard of that before.
Well, if it's bologna and not pig's feet...
It's just bologna.
I will try it.
But it is one long tube.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, bologna. It looks like they pickled a snake and put it in there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, where do you... Where did he get
it? Got it off of Amazon. Pickled rope bologna.
Why?
I don't know why that exists either. It's.
I wonder what it tastes like if you fry it.
Whoa. I mean, it's just the pickle, the vinegar, the pickle part of that.
Vinegar's a good thing. Clean you right out.
Yeah, won't it?
All right, we are at 6:30. We have the timeline coming up with Rich, the cheap and trashy, later this hour. First, though, let's see what's happening on our roads as we start this Monday.
Well, a little earlier, we had a car fire out at 900 South Boulevard. That's right at the truck stop at I-65. We believe that's all been taken care of, but please use caution if you're out that way. Around Montgomery, light to moderate traffic. We're building a bit on I-65 and 85 already inbound to Montgomery this morning and beginning to wake up a good bit in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, seeing some folks stream out of those cities headed this way. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power, a larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
Introducing the future of construction, Southern Steel. Strong, durable, and built to last. From towering warehouses, pole barns, and barn dominiums to manufactured metal roof panels, Southern Steel has you covered. Save time and money with quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, visit Southern Steel today and build your dreams in steel at 1295 North McDonough Street or 240-2223.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Hey, y'all, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. I haven't always been a drafter. I grew up in the radio TV broadcasting business in Pensacola, which is why I know the value of advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting. And you know the first thing you do when you get in the car is turn on the radio. Blue Water Broadcasting gets results. Big Block Designs has grown because we advertise with Blue Water. It works. Want to grow your business? You should, too. Have a better day.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Today is Earth Day. Taylor Swift will be recognized for her efforts in recycling most of her albums. Taylor Swift's new album is out. Some say they don't like the new song Fortnite because it has nothing to do with the game. Caitlin Clark has signed a $20 million deal with Nike. See, for those of you concerned she wasn't making enough in the WNBA, all the while never intending to buy tickets or watch a single game on TV, she'll be fine. And the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are getting a reality show on Netflix. There's already talk it could be the biggest hit of the 70s. This is not headline news.
At 6:35 with the timeline for April 22nd, your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 113th day of the year, there are 253 days left.
When you add those two numbers together, you come up with 366. As you've heard 46 times already, it is Earth Day.
Earth.
still one of my top eight favorite planets. It's Passover today. Jewish holiday commemorates the biblical story of Exodus, where God freed the Israelites from Egypt. From NASA, this is Global Selfie Day. Now, what that means is they encourage people to go out and step outside and celebrate their environmental awareness. Go anywhere in the globe, participate by posing a selfie of the local environment as a backdrop. April Showers Day. No, we did that over the weekend. We're dry for a few days. It's National Jelly Bean Day. What president was a big jelly bean fan?
Reagan.
Ronald Reagan. He had him in the Oval Office, a big old jar.
Reagan.
And there's your picture with that, your buddy.
Yep. Yeah, I was at the Capitol Oyster Bar yesterday to...
Did he remember you?
Yes. Yeah. It was, oh man, it was kind of cool because he said, this guy's cool. I don't want anybody else back here. Because he was getting ready for the show.
How old is he now?
90.
Wow.
He won a Grammy this year.
I'll tell you what, he looks pretty good for 90.
And he is as lucid and sharp as a tack, man. I'm telling you, we both kind of made a pact that we're just going to keep working.
And there's you and Lewis on a nice sunny day. It's
yeah.
A little cool, a little brisk, but nice.
By the way, the hoodie that I'm wearing in there, mm-hmm. It's a large. I'm down.
So you've gone from
2XL to L.
Yeah.
That's how much weight I've lost.
Yeah. I'm down with you, buddy. I'm an L now. Used to be XL.
What the L is going on here?
Ah!
With all this health.
It's Girl Scout Leader Appreciation Day. On this date in 1864, that's 160 years ago, Congress authorized the use of the phrase, "In God We Trust," on U.S. coins. 1945, Hitler admits defeat in his underground bunker. The war, of course, he went into suicide 8 days later after going underground. Yesterday was Hitler's birthday, or would have been. 1966, Wild Thing by the British group The Troggs was released in the U.S. Theme song of the rebellious pitcher Charlie Sheen, played in major league movies. 1965, the Beatles record Help during an evening recording session at Abbey Road Studios in London. During an interview with Playboy magazine in 1980, John Lennon recounted the whole British thing, the whole Beatles thing was just beyond comprehension, and that's why I was crying out for help. 1974, Paul McCartney, Band on the Run, number one on the U.S. albums charts. I love that album. I really do. 55 years ago in 69, for some reason, John Lennon legally changed his middle name from John Winston Lennon to John Ono Lennon. Oh, no.
You're kidding. He dumped Winston, an honorable name that helped save Great Britain to...
Oh, no!
And I'm sure that's why he was named Winston.
I would guess.
We talked about it before, but on the date of 1970, it was the first Earth Day it was celebrated. I do remember that. I was 14 years old. 1976, Barbara Wawa became network TV's first anchorwoman. She signed a co-anchor line with Harry Reasoner for $1 million a year. Harry was not a happy camper. The chemistry just didn't work between him and Baba. 1978, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd first appeared on Blues Brothers on Saturday Night Live. And now our song of the day. Let's set the Wayback Machine to 1982. One of the Toto band members was dating Rosanna Arquette at the time this song came out. What a coincidence. Writer David Pasch says this song is based on numerous girls he had known over the years. Peaked at number 2 on the charts. Meet you all the way, Rosanna.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna. Never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me. Rosanna.
love it. Little Toto for you with your toast and coffee this morning. On the State of 981, Johnny Carson announced that he will retire from The Tonight Show in a year. Well, you know, right after he retired, he didn't last long, did he?
About 5 years.
Okay.
He retired in, I think it was 92.
Yeah.
And I think he died in 01.
Okay.
Somewhere in there, he was 77.
Boy, we hope our buddy... our Yankee buddy.
Oh, God, he died in 05.
He died in 05?
Yeah. Really?
Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, January 23rd of 2005.
We hope
so. Yeah, he did a pretty good while after he, you know.
Longer than I thought. We hope that our Yankee buddy, what's wrong with me? Broadcaster.
We're having the same issue. It's a Monday, for starters. We're all a little stunned. By the way, I have audio that was recreated by Norman
John Sterling. I'm sorry.
Yeah, John Sterling.
Yeah. We hope he has a long...
Oh, man. You talk about having your heart squeezed at that ceremony.
That Saturday ceremony at Yankee Stadium. That was really, really, really nice.
But we do have that moment when it was reenacted by Norm MacDonald with Jimmy Fallon.
This is what I loved about... I was very young when Johnny Carson was on,
oh, yeah.
And I sort of had to take it on faith how funny he was, because when I knew him, he was an old man.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson.
Yeah,
would you
yeah.
like to hear my impression? You're an impressionist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to hear my impression?
Yes.
Of Johnny Carson phoning 911.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had a heart attack that turned, you know, fatal.
Fatal turn.
So you be, if we could do a little sketch... You can do a little sketch.
All right, we'll do a sketch here right now. Here
I will be Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Who worked in this very building.
It's our, this studio.
Studio. That's studio. Studio right there. Yeah.
I will be Johnny Carson. You'll be the 911 operator.
Okay.
Okay, so can you make a ringing noise?
Yeah, I think you can do that. Ready? 911.
Yes, hello. this is Johnny Carson.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson. What seems to be the emergency?
I feel like there's a yak on my chest.
By the way, before I forget to mention it, we had a ton of great reaction to... our little visitor last Friday.
Oh, Adeline?
Yeah.
She was a cutie.
And sure enough, everybody loved her playing with the farts.
Yeah. Well, we did have a fun. That was a fun visit. On the State of 94, Richard Dixon died of a stroke. He was 82. 2004, Pat Tillman was killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan. He was the NFL player who enlisted in the Army because of September 11th. 2009, Phil Spector, 68-year-old music producer, convicted of murdering actress Lana Clarkson after a 5-month retrial. 2019, the Marvel film The Avengers Endgame premieres in Los Angeles. Now we have birthdays. She was Laura Palmer on Twin Peaks. Her name is Cheryl Lee, and she's 57 today. Guy from The Walking Dead, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, is 58. Negan?
Yeah.
Byron Allen, who...
Does he own COV?
Yeah, he does. Own COV at a bunch of stations, a whole bunch of stations. He's 63 today. We mentioned somebody's having a big birthday. Peter Frampton is not only 74 today, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll, or will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Kool and the Gang, Foreigner, Ozzy Osbourne.
You think she'll play Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves? Or Half-Breed?
Half-Breed! How I loved her. Let's see, John Waters is 78 today.
Wow, there's one of the quirkiest people I've ever met in my life.
Filmmaker, yeah.
Yeah.
When I think of what's the Pink Floyd guy's name? Waters. Which Waters?
Roger Waters.
Roger Waters. Yeah. Okay.
He's the quirkiest guy I've ever met in my life.
Jack Nicholson, here's Johnny, is 87 today.
87.
How about that? Glenn Campbell would have had a birthday. He died in 2017. It's really sad the way his mind gave up at the end there.
But he tried. He played as long as he could through it.
Eddie Albert died in 2005, Green Acres legend. He was perfectly cast for that role.
No matter how many frustrations on that farm or with Mr. Haney, he kept going.
Oliver.
Then one of the worst follow-up movies ever made, Return to Green Acres.
Oh, no. I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, my God. It starts out with this opening scene. They rewrote the lyrics to the song so they could tell you that the Ziffles were dead. And they showed their graves.
What was the pig's name?
Arnold.
I can't. We're 19 days till Mother's Day, 35 days till Memorial Day. Father's Day is 55 days away. 4th of July in 73 days. Thanksgiving 220. And Christmas now 249 days away. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. I think Arnold went on to become one of the troubled child stars. I'm not sure.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm, proud sponsor of the Rich Thomas Weather Network. You can't control the weather, but you can control your drive. Be aware of your surroundings in any weather. Be a defensive driver. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Wow, that was Joey. How about that? Little chilly out there this morning. The record low is 38, so we're not at a record, but we are at 41, which is way below normal for this late in the ballgame. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature up to about 70. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Sunshine, 77. It will be comfortable by afternoon with a high near 80 on Wednesday, low 80s on Thursday, more sun, and mostly sunny, mid-80s on Friday and Saturday. We're dry through the weekend. Right now with that chilly 41 jacket weather at 648.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
A little peek at the hugely successful new Taylor Swift album, The Dead Shrunken Poets or something like that.
Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, the Tortured Poets Society?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's coming up, 648.
I just call it the Dead Poets Society. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? I love that movie. Love it. I just recently watched it on an airplane.
Your trusted pharmacy in the River Region is Adams Drugs. Again, another national chain pharmacy in our area is shutting its doors after many years in the same location, putting all of their patients in the situation of having to find a new pharmacy. Well, make that a blessing in disguise. Try Adams Drugs if you are part of that CVS that's closing. Why not find out why we keep telling you what great customer service and the type of people that staff all 12 of the Adams Drugs locations make such a big difference in the process of getting prescriptions refilled? Because it does. They're the group that takes time to work on a copay. If it comes back high on a medication, they will look for coupons and programs that you might qualify for to lower those expenses. They never, ever give you the eye roll or I just don't have time for this right now. When you need to ask questions about a prescription you've been given, they're there for you. When you need help finding the right over-the-counter solution, they're there for you. And don't forget the butt paste. I think we're going to be giving away butt paste at my 20th anniversary party.
Is that this week?
It's a week from Wednesday.
Week from Wednesday.
May 1st.
Okay.
And Jay will be there. Virtually. We'll set up a laptop. We'll do a Zoom. But I would like to give away, like we did when we crowned Jacqueline Tomlinson Miss Butt Paste, I would like to give away samples so people can understand what a great, enriching cream this is for the skin. If it can cure diaper rash, my goodness, imagine what it can do for you.
It took care of my diaper rash.
It's available. It's available at all 12 locations. Visit adamsdrugs.net for the one nearest you. We have your SRN News replay, a look at the roads, and then the entirety of the cheap and trash.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Yeah! A high-ranking Israeli military officer, the head of military intelligence, has stepped down 6 months after the horrific Hamas terror attack that ignited the war in Gaza. There is growing speculation as well as concern that North Korea could soon launch a banned satellite. The North's latest missile test is heightening that speculation. Opening statements later today in a New York criminal trial, it could keep former President Trump tied up in court and off the campaign trail for up to 2 months. Mr. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He has pleaded not guilty. On this first day of Passover, there's no end in sight to the anti-Israel protests at New York's Columbia University. A rabbi at the university urging students of Jewish descent to go home and to stay there, saying their safety on campus cannot be guaranteed. Dow futures up 203 points. More details at srnnews.com.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero. A for King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Had a car fire out at 900 South Boulevard. That's right at the truck stop at I-65. We believe that's all been taken care of, but please use caution if you're out that way. Around Montgomery, light to moderate traffic. We're building a bit on I-65 and 85 already inbound to Montgomery this morning and beginning to wake up a good bit in Prattville, Millbrook, with Tumpka, seeing some folks stream out of those cities headed this way. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power, a larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery Demo event May 9th. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step. And the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad too. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6 and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Attention Swifties! Are you having a listening party today for the release of Taylor's new album, the Dead Poets Society? Well, Party City has you covered.
We have everything you need for the ultimate T-Swizzle experience.
Glitter, sequins, balloons, and anything else you need to enjoy the League of Extraordinary Tortured Gentlemen. Serving food? We have plates. Drinks? We have cups. All that's missing is cat hair. And if you're a real Swiftie, you've got that covered. Happy Friday and enjoy her new album, The Torture Chamber Compartment, or whatever, before the special edition comes out next week.
And we've got it. Taylor Swift's chart-topping album, Tortured Poets Department, has inspired a new music genre. Get ready for the Tortured Poets Album.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood.
That has made all the difference.
You hate poetry, but you'll love the sound of poets being tortured.
I think that I shall never see a thing as lovely as a tree.
Everyone can enjoy the sonic suffering of poets from all genres.
There once was a man from Nantucket who had... Ow! Hey! Limericks aren't real poetry!
While Taylor Swift sings about heartache, this Tortured Poets album will make poetry writers' whole body ache.
Roses are red. Ah! Violets are blue. The Tortured Poets album. That's Taylor Swift approved!
Theaters won't open in the U.S. till January. Broadway is shut down. Don't even get me started about the circus. Cirque du Soleil fired all of their clowns.
All right, so we have two very successful women, Taylor Swift and the Kardashians. There's really no debate about who's got real talent and who's got a big ass, but that's beside the point. Apparently, Taylor went to extraordinary lengths to find a way to diss Kim Kardashian in a song called Thank You, Amy, and she capitalized. It's all small words except for the letters K-I-M. They just can't let it go. Mm-mm-mm. These are two billionaires.
Yeah. But they're at each other's throat, huh?
Stupid. It's just so stupid. There's also mention of a bronze spray tan statue in this album. It's broken a whole bunch of records. It sold 1.6 million copies in a single day. Pretty much unprecedented. 600,000 of those were vinyl.
Wow. Wow.
That is amazing.
That is.
Hey, where do you buy that now?
I don't know. Do we have record stores anywhere? Anybody seen a record store?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we got one here.
That sells records?
Yeah.
Where?
I think, unless they closed. Maybe they closed.
Back in the day, I would go to Turtles.
Sure. We had one a walk away at the mall.
Yeah.
I'd go there, and I'd get whatever song or 45.